Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Just 3 weeks to go until Massachusetts voters cast their ballots in the special Senate election. So, will it be political newcomer, Republican Gabriel Gomez?
I'm a new Republican, and I'm going to make this a new Republican Party.
Or seasoned Democratic Congressman Ed Markey.
When you hear,
I'm a new kind of Republican,
you know it's not true.
Well, that last bit of tape is from the latest television ad released by Markey's campaign just yesterday. And so far, the airwaves are the primary place the two nominees have been duking it out. But at 7 o'clock tonight, Gomez and Markey will meet on stage in their first face-to-face debate. Joining us now with some pre-debate analysis is Susan Tracy. She's the president of the Strategy Group and a former Democratic state representative. Susan, good to see you again.
Thanks, Meg. Good to be here.
Also with us is Rob Gray, founder and president of Gray Media. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Meghna.
So let me start by asking both of you the question, what do Markey and Gomez have to accomplish in this debate tonight? Susan, let's start with you.
First thing I would say they have to accomplish trying to get people to watch this. This has been the most dead election that I can remember in a long time. There's absolutely no interest in it. That said, if people do tune in, you know, I think you want Ed Markey, who can be kind of quirky, to have his quirkiness come off likable, to get people to see that he's experienced and think experience matters. And if you're Gomez, I think you also want to be liked, but you also need to be senatorial. People don't know him. They don't have any sense other than he's a Navy SEAL of who he is. And I think he needs to define himself.
Rob?
Well, I agree with that. But I also think Gomez needs to, which is difficult for a first-time candidate, bait Markey into a bad moment to add a little fire to this race that's lacking. Gomez, there hasn't been that Obamacare issue that's really, you know,
absolutely
pushing this race
nothing,
as there was in the Brown-Coakley race. And Gomez is being hurt because of that. It's not stirring up voters like Gomez needs, particularly independent voters. So he's got to make Markey look old and tired and off his game. And that's hard to do in a debate, certainly.
Well, it sounds like, and correct me if I'm misinterpreting here, but it sounds like we're in a situation, the classic situation, where the seasoned known candidate has possibly something to lose, but not as much as the challenger has to gain if Gabriel Gomez pulls it off. I mean, is that a fair assessment?
Well, I'd say Gabriel Gomez doesn't have money. He doesn't have name recognition. He doesn't have an issue to run on. So, yeah, he needs something to happen if he's going to get any attention to this race. I agree with Rob. I think it's hard to do. I think it's hard to find some moment tonight that it's going to change the face of this debate. So I think it's a real uphill.
Rob, how does Gabriel Gomez go about, you know, as you were saying, trying to elicit a bad moment from Markey without coming off as doing exactly that, like baiting the other candidate?
I mean, that's the problem, because you can be too negative and turn off viewers and voters. The rules tonight and generally these types of debates where John Keller is the moderator are pretty free-flowing. So I think if I were Gomez, I would be trying to pose questions directly to Ed Markey and see if he can get Ed Markey to answer some of his questions, even though it might not be totally true to the format of the debate.
Mm. Now, I mean, we talked about the fact that there's no big Obamacare-type issue, healthcare-type issue this time around. But are there any issues or lines that Ed Markey, for example, should be avoiding and not bring up in this debate?
Well, I think if you're Ed Markey, you don't want to be seen as what Gomez is going to do to you, which has been there too long, time for a change. So I think if you're Ed Markey, you want to come in and you want to say experience matters. We have a relatively new other senator from our state in Elizabeth Warren that Markey's got to go in. He's got to show his accomplishment. He's got to make sure that his asset, which is his experience, doesn't become a negative to him. And I think he can do that. He's got a great body of work to point to, and he's got to do that tonight.
Same question to you, Rob. Anything Gabriel Gomez shouldn't be saying?
Well, I think he can't go too negative on Markey. I think he has to prove himself that he has some depth, that he can be senatorial, but that he is a fresh face, which is part of his message. It's going to be difficult because I believe Ed Markey is going to be very negative on Gomez, talking about tying Gomez to National Republicans, basically reiterating what his advertising campaign has been. If you're Gomez, it's tough not to get defensive on that, and first-time candidates tend to do that.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about exactly that issue, because we've been hearing a lot about how much both campaigns want to tie this to the national parties. For example, Gabriel Gomez, ever since he announced in his candidacy video many months ago, he's always claimed to be a new kind of Republican. So we've got some tape from him on the campaign trail this week at a stop in Quincy, where he laid out exactly what he means and what his intentions are to get fellow Republicans in line with his new kind of thinking.
I'm going to help them appeal to all Americans as opposed to the privileged few. I'm going to help them with gay marriage. I'm pro-gay marriage. I'm a green Republican. I believe in climate change. I believe in immigration reform. And I believe in gun control and expanded background checks. Now, I'm sure within the next few months when I get down to D.C., a lot of my comrades in the Republican Party are going to think I'm a major pain in the butt, but I'm okay with that.
Okay. Well, on the other hand, the Markey campaign released a new ad just yesterday, which ties or tries to tie Gabriel Gomez as close as they can to the national GOP.
On Roe v. Wade.
I'm personally pro-life.
And Gomez says he could support a Supreme Court justice who'd overturn Roe v. Wade. On Social Security.
I think you can think about increasing the retirement age.
On guns.
I don't believe that we need to do an assault weapon ban.
So, Susan, my question for you is, this advertising thrust by Markey is obviously, it's red meat for dyed-in-the-wool Democrats. But how effective is it amongst independents, for example, for him to tie Gomez so closely to the national GOP?
I think the National Republican Party is out of step with the majority of Massachusetts voters and independent voters as well. You know, I think Gomez's problem is he's running for United States Senate. That means he's got to vote for Mitch McConnell to be majority leader. McConnell hurt him by sending out an email saying he would help fundraise for him. It ties Gomez to the party.
Yeah, McConnell said he'd triple donors who pledged money to Gomez.
Yeah, and more importantly, in that email, he also said it's an important first vote for us to begin to take over control of the United States Senate. So I don't know how Gomez gets out of that box. If he takes money from the national campaign, he's tied to them. If he doesn't, he doesn't have money to compete. And ultimately, he's running for Senate, not governor or lieutenant governor or local office.
Rob, do you share that view that it does resonate amongst independents to tie Gomez so closely? I'm not sure. I mean, I take your point, Susan, but I'm not sure I have the same, passion of feeling on that.
This is the same old playbook from National Democrats. Unfortunately, the same old playbook tends to work in this blue state. You have to remember the president got elected with well over 60% in Massachusetts versus Mitt Romney. So it is a problem for Gomez, even as a moderate new Republican, the son of immigrants, a fresh face. It's tough to get out of that characterization, which is out there. If you look at independents right now, Gomez, in the latest poll, Gomez is only winning them slightly by 3 points. Scott Brown won independents by nearly 30 points, right, in narrowly beating Martha Coakley by 4 points overall. So Gomez has a long way to go. Thus far, he's not there.
I'd also say Gomez has no presence or stature in the state. So nobody knows anything about him. So all you have are some of these generalities about your running as a Republican for a national party. So I think that the voters don't have any history with him to, even if they believed, Meghna, where you're headed, like, I'm an independent. All you can really do is judge him by what he's part of, because you don't have any history with him.
And the best thing Gomez has going for him is what Ed Markey's part of, that he's been there since the late 70s, that, he lives mostly in Maryland, not in Massachusetts, that he's been part of the problem over the years. But Gomez hasn't successfully stuck to that message or put it on TV yet. I think it still has some potential. We still have 3 weeks to go here. A lot of the closing on Scott Brown versus Martha Coakley was at the end of the race.
The last couple of weeks of the race.
So it could happen. It's not beyond the realm of possibility that Gomez could catch a tailwind, but he's certainly got to acquit himself very well in this debate tonight and the next two debates in order to have that happen.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, Rob, because the tone of the conversation so far, it made me think, are we treating, you know, a marquee win as a fait accompli, which it is most necessarily not?
I don't think the Democrats are treating it that way at all. I do think the Brown race is, you know, will live forever as a wake-up call to Democrats. And, you know, I see emails all the time canvassing out door to door. The grassroots campaign is strong and at work.
Well, in the last couple seconds we have, Rob, you mentioned the latest poll that came out. That came out from New England College just yesterday. It showed Ed Markey with a 12-point lead over Gabriel Gomez, 52-40. One of the interesting things that the pollster noted is that he believes the poll more than anything shows is that Gabriel Gomez is running out of time to introduce himself to voters who may not know enough about him yet. Do you agree that that's another major challenge? That is a challenge for Gomez in the last couple weeks.
It's definitely a hurdle, and he hasn't had enough money to saturate the airwaves with who he is. And that's how messages penetrate with voters, not just in Massachusetts, but everywhere.
But so tonight's an opportunity then, if people tune into the debate.
It sure is, but I'd rather have $5 million
right.
in TV ads than I would a great debate performance.
Yeah. Even if you have a great opportunity tonight, you want to have the resources to be able to keep that opportunity in front of the voters.
But listen, the Democrats, they aren't taking this for granted, and the president would not be coming up here to raise money for Ed Markey if this race was way out of hand.
Right. And so President Obama is scheduled for a visit in the coming days and weeks. Well, Rob Gray, founder and president of Gray Media, thanks so much as always.
Thank you.
And Susan Tracy, president of the Strategy Group and former Democratic state representative, thanks to you as well.
Thanks, Magna.
And stay with us. Coming up, the history of Boston's first public water supply and the loud debate that it spawned about the role and scope of government. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.